A young African-American man enters the reception area of an office and announces himself to the secretary. Jojo, an aspiring medical student, was there for an interview with the chief of admissions of minority students at the prestigious Case Western Reserve University, CWRU, School of Medicine in Cleveland, Ohio. He was a little nervous, as any young man would be when so much was at stake. He was also nervous for reasons not so obvious. Jojo, the young African-American, was actually Vijay Jojo Chokolinga. Me. I am, in all honesty, about as African-American as Gandhi. My appearance that day in that office was part of my ongoing efforts to offset the deleterious effects of my scholastic misdeeds by pretending to be Jojo, the African-American, to game the system and get into med school through affirmative action. In other words, I'd spent the first 2 years of my college career majoring in Budweiser. And, in a panic to set me back on course, I discovered my salvation, a loophole called affirmative action. This was my devious, crazy scheme to save my sorry-slash-lazy rear end and make my folks happy while minting yet another Indian-American doctor. Yeah, I was desperate. The secretary, a pretty, heavy-set, middle-aged African-American woman, knew none of this. All she could see was my shiny, bald power dome and perfectly fitting suit, both conspiring to emanate a confident black GQ vibe. Perhaps Chocolate Cougar wanted a taste of Jojo's ebony essence. But I wasn't as confident as I tried to appear. Not one time did I go to an interview and not worry I'd be found out, even though I'd begun to think of myself as sort of black.